Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. With the cool and talented Southern California-based pianist, composer, and educator Josh Nelson with the 2011 tune Griffith Park Promenade off his album Discoveries, we start yet another full hour of Neon Jazz together. So Josh is a busy cat recording tracks for not only albums, but for films and television. He is also a purveyor of a very unique artistic interpretation of his music with the Discovery Project. This is an exploration into the world of live music with interactive visual multimedia components. In fact, on his newest album, 2015's Exploring Mars, he takes the audience on a trip to the Red Planet. Just a click past his mid-30s, Josh has shared the stage with some luminaries: Anthony Wilson, Benny Goldson, Sheila Jordan, Jeff Hamilton, John Clayton, Peter Erskine, and with the great Natalie Cole. In fact, during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, this is what Josh had to say about meeting and playing with Natalie.
Think about the first time I played with her and looked up at the screen when they do the video for Unforgettable that she sings with her dad, and I felt like I was on stage with Nat. It was bizarre. I was like looking into Natalie's eyes. I felt like I was looking into Nat King Cole's eyes, and vice versa. You know, like I just felt like I was looking into this lineage of his greatness.
He got some good instruction over the years, including pianist Cecilia Coleman at Long Beach State, and that helped him with the compositions and performances over the years that earned him a number of awards, scholarships, and accolades. And you will be hearing plenty more from this talented, inventive cat as the years march on. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of emerging inventive cats from all over the United States and others from the Jazz Studies program at UMKC under Bobby Watson, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. We are again ready with another hour of delectable jazz for your ears to indulge upon. And here is one more tune from Josh Nelson. From 2009, this is the song I Hear a Rhapsody.
This is Josh Nelson, and my new record is Exploring Mars on Origin Records, and I've had the pleasure of speaking with Joe Domino of Neon Jazz. Tune in and check it out.
That was New York City drummer Bob Moses with the tune Soul Shout off a 2015 CD called Vintage Visionary Vignettes. As a teenager, Bob started his career playing with Roland Kirk. He then went on to join forces with Larry Coryell and started the Free Spirits. From there, he played with Gary Burton's quartet and spent the 1970s with Dave Liebman, Pat Metheny, Hal Galper, and Jack DeJohnette, amongst many others. Bob is the author of the drum method book Drum Wisdom, and he teaches at the New England Conservatory. With his take on the MASH theme song, Suicide is Painless, this is Ahmad Jamal, circa 1974. Thank you.
Hi, this is Jeremy Siskind, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was Brazilian virtuoso, guitarist, and composer Lorindo Almeida with a 1985 tune, Tangueiro, off the album Tango. He has hopped around all sorts of genres over his career, classical, jazz, Latin, and he's worked with Bud Schenk to create the fusion of Latin and jazz known as jazz samba. He is the very first artist to receive the Grammy Award for both classical and jazz performances. And this comes from a man who has a disc collection of more than 100 recordings spaced over 5 decades. From the outfit known as Grunen, here's the tune Mazim off the 2014 CD called Pitch and Twig. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Mark Juliana from New York City, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was jazz guitarist Warren Harding, Sonny Sherrick, with the 1991 tune, Who Does She Hope to Be, off the CD Ask the Ages. He's a pioneer in the first wave of free jazz in the 1960s. The hallmark of this sound was his use of saxophone-like lines played loudly on guitar. His teen years consisted of him doing doo-wop and moving on to collaborate with Pharoah Sanders and Alexander Sola in the late 1960s. He also spent some time with flautist Herbie Mann and made an uncredited guest appearance on Miles Davis's A Tribute to Jack Johnson. His first instrument of choice was the tenor sax after hearing John Coltrane play on Miles's album Kind of Blue on the radio at the age of 19, but it was his asthma that prevented him from playing the instrument. So in 1994, Sonny died unexpectedly of a heart attack in his hometown of Ossining, New York. He was on the verge of signing his first major record deal in his entire career at the age of 53. From the voice of one of the biggest stars in jazz today, here's Diana Krall off her latest 2015 album Wallflower with the song I Can't Tell You Why, But We Can.
Look at us, baby, up all night, tearing our love apart. Aren't we the same two people who live through years in the dark? Oh, every time I try to walk away, makes me turn around and stay, and I can't tell you why. When we get crazy, just ain't right. Boy, I get lonely too. I love you. Nothing's wrong as far as I can see.
It's Ms. Elizabeth with the Hot Sardines. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Mm-hmm.
That was pianist and composer Errol Garner with the tune No More Shadows. From the streets of Philadelphia, PA, he began playing piano at the age of 3. He was self-taught and remained an ear player all of his life, never learning to read music. At the age of 7, he was playing on the radio station KDKA in Pittsburgh with a group called the Candy Kids, and by 14, he was gigging with local saxophonist Leroy Brown. From there, he would become a legend. And speaking of legendary, here's Les Brown back in 1945 with the tune Leapfrog, baby.
Thank you.
That was one of the finest names to ever strike the jazz vibes. David Pike with the tune Sono off the 2015 CD Smooth Par Jazz. That cat was a great collaborator, gigging with cats like Herbie Mann, Bill Evans, and Kenny Clark over the years. From the vibes to an instrument that has been all over this hour of Neon Jazz, the guitar, and the honor of closing the curtains is Irish-born Canadian composer and musician Oliver Gannon with his quartet on the live 2002 tune Groovin' at the Cellar, live at the Cellar. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat that's always grooving in the basement of Belton Moe in his studio, bringing you the jazz, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
In a house, man.
Like what you heard, well, let us know. We'd love to hear from you out there in Radio Land. You could always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.